Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Dolores Cantanilla, who talks all about the Jackie vs. Teresa drama, how her plastic surgery affected her relationship with her boyfriend, and where she really stands with her ex-husband, Frank.
What have the past few months been like for you? The past year almost, it's been so crazy.
Oh God, so I guess we've all been waiting for the other shoe to drop, right? Mm-hmm. And the way I look at it is, it's not if you're going to get this virus, it's when you're going to get it.
Yeah.
So it did hit our house and I wasn't really living because production, there's a lot of jobs on the line.
Yeah.
So there's gotta be 100 people involved in the production of a housewife season. So if I'm being careless and I'm going out or doing anything and not following like washing my hands and wearing my mask, then if I get people sick because I was careless, I couldn't live with that.
Right. Yeah. So it hit your house. So everybody in your house got it except for you, right?
So the running joke is my brother's like, the virus is afraid of you. You're disgusting. Like, we don't even want to know where you've been. The virus is, because I took care of Gabby and Frankie when they got it, because I'm a mom. So I'll get it. You have it. I'll get it. And I didn't get it. So it was this big, huge joke. And then like, I'm okay. A month goes by and I'm like shopping, shoving Doritos in my mouth. And I forgot to wash my hands. And I'm telling you, Christine, I know while I was doing it, I was like, what if the person before me had COVID and came food shopping for themselves? Because that I feel is the most dangerous place.
Yeah, that's so true. You don't even think about it.
Right. So here's the thing. If you have full-blown COVID and you're coughing and you're like super contagious, you have to go out. If you don't have anybody to bring you food or you don't know how to order food online, you have to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that one time I didn't wipe the carriage down. And it's the one time I'm like, screw it. I'm done. I just want to eat my Doritos and my finger sandwiches on opening the package of sushi. Yeah. And I got sick the next day. I had a little scratchy throat and I'm like, oh, it's here. But you say it, right? You get a sniffle. You're like, oh my God, I have COVID. So finally, I'm like, yeah, whatever. And it like by 10 o'clock at night, I was under blankets, shivering, a fever, and I just got over it.
Wow.
Yeah. So the hardest part is living alone, because I do, and being secluded.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like starting to get to me.
Yeah.
It was really starting. And Marge kept calling. She's like, you're right. You want me to send you food? And, my sister left food at the door, but I had no human contact.
Right.
And I couldn't go out or go to the gym or anything. And it was 15 days in a house by myself with this weather. Sun doesn't come out. I'm living at the Jersey Shore. And like, everything's frozen. It looks like The Shining. And I had enough. I called the Board of Health. I'm like, bro, I gotta get out. Please. Tell me I could get out now.
Right.
And sure enough, I was able to get out. So I'm in the city having a great time walking around in the snow, looking for food, but I'm just out of the house.
So you're feeling good now? Everything is back to normal?
Well, no. So I fell on my back on the ice. So right now my back hurts. Like, yeah, whatever. But you feel winded very easily and you feel a little weak. It kicked my ass.
Yeah. I'm sure. I heard it takes like weeks, months sometimes to recover from this completely.
Listen, I am not a pussy about anything. Listen, when I tell you I'll take plastic surgery where people will think about it for years, I'll call the doctor. I'm like, you got an opening? I'll be there tomorrow. And I'll get like a full on tummy tuck.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows what else he could fit in that day. So I'm not a scaredy cat thing. Like COVID hurt me.
Oh my God. Well, you look fantastic. I would never be able to tell. So you mentioned plastic surgery. We kick off the season and you got a brand new booty. It looks amazing.
It was not the booty.
Okay.
It was something else that I got done. But Melissa says I got butt implants. Can I clarify something?
Yes, please. Please do.
I don't have butt implants.
Okay.
I had a little lift And sometimes they take a little bit from here and they put it back in there and round it a little. But Melissa Gorga, I never had a butt implant in my life. I always had a big ass.
I love it. But are you, so you feel good with everything?
That's exclusive to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was misinformation.
Misinformation. So it was just a little lift.
And some other stuff. That my boyfriend almost never spoke to me again for. It caused a lot of stress in our relationship.
I was going to say, because we do see in the first episode that David was not a big fan of you getting the plastic surgery.
No, but you know what? Too bad. Mm-hmm. Too bad. Does he tell me everything he does? No, he doesn't. Do I know everything he does? The fuck I do. Yes, I know everything David does. But he doesn't need to know. Why does the women always have to say, oh, I have to tell my husband? They're not telling you everything. It's not his business what I'm doing all the time.
Mm-hmm. Why was he so upset about it? I know he said that he didn't think that you needed it, but why?
Everybody can say, oh, you don't need it, you don't need it, but I wanted it.
Right.
And that's all that mattered to me. It's not a matter of what I needed, it's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, turning 50, I'm not about what somebody else thinks I need
right. In
my life. I've been through enough, and I'm at the point now where no one's going to stop me from doing something. Then in the past, I've had guys like, oh, I don't want them to get mad. I don't want to do it. That's done. Done, done, done. And I hope someone doesn't wait till they're 50 to be like that. So it was a tummy tuck, and he really was angry. He was so mad at me, and he didn't let up on it. I let him be mad for a little while, and then I had to say, listen, you either live with it or we just – have to move on. Yeah. But there has been some, I guess you want to say, some stress fractures in the relationship.
How are you guys doing right now?
Stay tuned.
Well, you did say before, I don't know, you know, that you were living on your own. Was that just because of COVID or was that because?
Because that's another thing you have to stay tuned for. It doesn't mean that we're not together.
Okay.
But I did stand strong on a commitment that I made to myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did see at the end of last season that you were still, you know, mad or a little, you know, disappointed and resentful that he didn't put a ring on it yet. I'm right.
Well, you know, it's at the point now, you know, I'm with him 4 years. There's never been an issue with us. I'm not, anybody that's caused him problems in his life, stress.
Yeah.
I have great kids. You know, I have a good life. I have good friends. I make a good living. And what's your problem? Like, okay, so what's your intentions? They're not to move any further? So it's not about me wanting this, mm-hmm. right? Like,
right.
But I'm a very much a principled person. Mm-hmm. So there's other things. There's more commitment that needs to go further in a relationship if you're going to spend that time with a man.
Yeah. Or woman. Yeah. I mean, do you feel like he appreciates you the way that you should be appreciated right now?
You know what? David's not that kind of a guy. Like, I don't think that he doesn't appreciate me. He's not very vocal or he's not very emotional on how he shows his feelings.
Yeah.
He's a perinatologist, which is not an easy job. And certain doctors, he's not the first doctor I ever dated, by the way. So it's not a big deal. Like, they're different. You know, they have to not always give the best of news. Mm-hmm. They don't come home having the greatest day. The outcome isn't always the best. Although with David, most of the time, and if it's possible, you are going to have an amazing outcome because he is, there's no better, more dedicated person than I've seen with their patients.
Mm-hmm, totally.
He's amazing. He gives up his life for his job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I want.
Yeah. I mean, what makes you want to stay in the, like you said, you know, we have to stay tuned and everything like that, but what makes you want to stay in this relationship?
Well, if I was talking to a young girl, right, and they're questioning me, like, why are you still there? He didn't do something you expected or something that he should have done, right? It works for me.
Yeah.
Because then I have to think to myself, well, is it a societal thing mm-hmm. that I'm wanting, or is it my mother in my ear saying, don't waste your youth? Well, I'm 50. What youth are you talking about? But like, it's like what I was raised to expect. But then I have to sit back and think, I have an amazing life. I have a lot of freedom. I don't have a needy guy. I can go to a red carpet 5 nights a week in the city, which I was doing before COVID. I could walk around a room all night and meet people and I don't have to worry about some guy moping at the table that I didn't give him enough time. And
true.
I've had that in my life and I'm not looking for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing's for free. So I get the guy that gives me my freedom, but he doesn't want to like make that commitment. He'll give me anything I want, David. So stay tuned on that too. David's like, he's not a guy. He's not a bad guy. He makes a great living. He's wonderful to my kids. He's a gentleman. Stay tuned. You'll see if anyone needs him, he's right there, no matter what they have said or done. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see, get to know David a little bit more. And you're going to say, wow, he's not a bad guy, but is he great to you?
Yeah.
So that's my decision at the end of the day on what I'm looking for.
Definitely. Whatever works for you. And if it works, that is perfectly fine. And I love that your son was living with him during this time.
Have a lot of respect for any guy that's good to my kids, mm-hmm. the way he's been to my kids. Even before my daughter was going to take a year off from vet school because she didn't get in the States. He said, no, you're not. You're not taking a year off. And he took the day off. I've never seen him take a day off before this or after this. And he took her to the city and he introduced her to Ross University, which was a study abroad program. And she's a vet now. She just passed her boards because she didn't take that year off. And he pushed her to go further. And I have a lot of respect for him. But again, if I'm looking for something more, I'm smart enough to know what he's capable of giving me. Mm-hmm. If I want more, then I'll have to go somewhere else. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, how did this test your relationship? Because you were living with Frank during part of the time in quarantine, right?
Frank was living with David.
Frank was living with David. Okay, so I got confused in the first episode. So were you all living with, son was living with David.
Frank broke both his legs. It started with Frank living with David. He was in a hospital bed. We started filming with Frank and Tanya in a hospital bed in David's house. Wow. And David was nursing him every night, like back to health. Like they would have long talks at night. He would give him his medication through the night. He would help him shower. He was amazing with him.
That's amazing.
I wasn't moving in. No, they were fine together.
I love that so much.
Yeah, they were fine together.
They're like having the best time. But then did Frank move back in with you then?
Yeah. So when Frank got better, and then David said to Frankie, why don't you come by me and study for what is that thing to get into great, like after college? I don't really know about what my kids do. I just get them what they need. Yes. Like I didn't go to college and I'm dyslexic. I have like a third grade math level. I'm okay with that. I'm like, just tell me I don't know what you're talking about, Gabrielle. Like, I'm like, Frank, you're taking a series 7? Nope, I don't know. That's not it.
As long as they're doing fine, that's okay. But I mean, obviously you and Frank have been through so much together, but did quarantine test your relationship in a different way?
No. You know, testing my relationship with Frank, I didn't realize how much I still cared about him when he got hurt. I was very scared to lose him. I was afraid that because it was such a severe injury that I was afraid he could have a lot of like residual, like a blood clot from laying in bed. And I was afraid. He called me while he was on the ground when it happened. And I knew what hospital to get him to and I set him up. And St. Joseph's Hospital was wonderful. And we had to get him like he was down the shore and just making sure that he got everything he needed. But because I also am in the medical field, I'm a surgical assistant by trade.
Right.
I knew that this may not be it. Like he could have complications. So I was nervous. And for me to care about, you know how many times you wish death on your ex-husband? A million times. He used to be afraid. I used to wish death on him so much. And then when it could have happened, I was like, oh my God.
Did he make a full, he has made a full recovery though, right?
Yeah.
That's good. That's great. That is great. And then, you know, I mean, how does your relationship evolve with him over the season? Because everybody, you know, still has so many questions. They're like, why don't you and Frank just get back together? But obviously, like you said, your relationship works for you and everybody seems to get along so well. Like, what is your secret?
My secret is, I wouldn't tolerate any less. Mm-hmm. So if you're a man in my life, number one, you have to be sure enough with yourself to handle my relationship with my ex-husband. And you have to be man enough to be able to handle my personality. Not that I'm strong. I will do more for guy. I'll cook, I'll clean. I'll come home in a full gown and make you food at 10 o'clock at night. I have no problem doing that.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever you want me to do, all old school ways. But I don't try to stop me from being who I am and doing what I want to do. And don't try to get in between my family dynamics.
Yeah. Is Frank dating anybody?
Kind of.
How do you feel about that?
Again, it's the same thing on his side. So we made a pact with each other when we got divorced that we were going to stay close And we would never let anyone get in between our relationship.
Yeah.
And we've kept that promise to each other now 22 years.
Wow. Has that been hard for women that he dates?
One. And there's been a few along the way that haven't been able to handle it. Mm-hmm. And I break up with them. And then they try to be sorry and say, I take it back. I understand you guys are just close. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of jealousy. A lot of divorces don't end like this.
Right. No, it's true.
And Frank is so nice to my ex-boyfriends. Like, God forbid they ever think they're going to say one bad thing about that him. I'll kill them. I've had to put up with a lot of jealous ex-wives.
Yeah. Trust me. Totally. Totally. I'm
like,
you know, I mean, let's talk a little bit more about this season. Obviously, you know, we're going to have some good times and some bad times. And, you know, there is some, you know, Teresa does start this rumor about, or maybe she heard this rumor about Jackie and her relationship. I mean, how does that kind of set the dynamic off for this season?
Well, can I tell you, Kristen, it came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Nobody, she didn't call up and be like, oh, by the way, Dolores, when I get to the party, I'm going to eviscerate the whole Goldsteiner family. No. I didn't know this was, so I know Teresa very well, and I know what happened. It was in the back of her mind. It's something that she had heard. I believe she heard it. I don't believe it's true. I believe she heard it. She was drinking a little. She's been through a lot. And she said it at the party. Mm-hmm. And she said it. But she's used to hearing that in her ex-marriage.
Right,
so she figures, if Jackie hears it, she's going to say, is it true? No, it's not true. Okay, let's have dinner. That didn't happen here. Like, people, like, I have to explain to Teresa, people just aren't used to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's normal.
It's not normal. Does this kind of...
What's she so upset for? If she doesn't believe it, would she... Well, it's not normal to hear these things. Like, we're not okay. Like, the rest of the world isn't okay.
Does this to kind of set the tone for the rest of the season? Do the two of them kind of go out at the rest of the season?
Oh, this is a fight that's going to go down in history. And that's not the only thing in this season. I will tell you, and I'm not just saying that, I've never been so excited in 5 years about a premiere or a season.
Mm-hmm.
We went into this with one less housewife, which a lot of drama came from, saying like, geez, what's going to happen? And as a housewife, you understand like life unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
If you try too hard to make a scene, if you try too hard to make a story, it doesn't feel right. And I don't find that with New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, did we showed up. Like, we got more than we bargained for, more than we expected. We didn't have these big, huge trips. We couldn't have these big, huge parties like we're used to. A lot of the drama would happen at these places.
Right.
But because of COVID, we didn't have a lot to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the best season that you're going to see in a very, very long time. Because each one of us has our own thing that we're dealing with that's so relatable during sure. the time also.
Yeah.
This is trying times for everyone.
Right. I mean, in the trailer, we do see, you know, Melissa and Joe maybe having some marital issues and things like that. You know, was that because of COVID or something else going on in their life? What can you tease about what we're going to see with their dynamic and their relationship?
It's not predictable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like last season you were like, oh, I see this coming.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah, I knew this was going to happen. It's not predictable.
Mm-hmm.
So, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Are they in a good place?
It's just a nice surprise. I think, you know, I mean, the season almost killed all of us, but the world needs this entertainment right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is so like visceral and raw that the producers, Christine, I'm telling you, the producers at one point, like, were like, shooken up.
Really?
They were like, oh, okay, enough, we got,
Was this maybe the most challenging season for you then?
For me.
And in what ways can you say?
I had to, you know, I believe in allowing my friends to be very much a part of my life
mm-hmm.
because I feel like there's a saying like, I don't have friends, I have family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, in Italian culture, they're in your business.
Sure.
And I allow that, but I felt like it went too far.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, like feeling like that the girls were a little too judgmental of like...
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's difficult.
And, you know, none of them have walked in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, try getting divorced at 28 years old and pregnant with a 3-year-old with not knowing what the rest of the world is like
mm-hmm.
and having to make a life for yourself and and figure it out on your own. I didn't come from, I was born in 1970. I didn't come from an era where like there was a bunch of friends I could have called to say, how do I get through this situation? My friends married their first boyfriends. My first friends from kindergarten, all Italian girls, their parents didn't let them out like mine. Right. There wasn't a lot of people I could have called to ask them how to handle what was going on in my life.
Yeah.
So I have a lot to offer in that department. And I know, and I've lived a lot more than the girls that are judging what should be.
Yeah. So I'm sure that was really frustrating for you.
It was.
Yeah. And, you know, we also see that there's a big fight between Joe, Melissa, and Teresa going on this season. I mean, based on the trailer, who knows, you know, magic of editing. But it does seem like Teresa takes her ex Joe's side in something that goes on. Were you surprised by that after everything that she's been through?
No. Yeah. Look at me with Frank.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say. Like, if I could name the seasons, like, part of it is, like, the song Stand By Your Man.
Okay, I like that.
Not say anything more.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of Standing By Your Man, it does seem like Teresa is very happy in her new relationship. Yeah.
Like, that relationship is hot. That is great. You're going to see some changes. As I know, I've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
When you find a man to be gentle with you, and you've been so hard your whole life, right? You've had to survive, you detach yourself from things, and you can't get emotional because then you're not going to survive walking into a jail, or you're not going to survive a crazy divorce or reason for girl. So you have to like detach your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Guy and his softness, because I've been there, I've seen this mm-hmm. happen with me, can really break you down. So we're going to see a different side of Teresa after all of this, I think.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
He has brought out a softer side in her, definitely.
All right, Christina, can you move on from this?
I just have to say one thing. I don't know yet, Christina. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he has, but that's what does it.
Yeah.
So it's just a prediction.
Definitely. Well, I'm happy for her. I think that's definitely a good thing. Do Melissa and Jennifer patch things up this season?
I don't remember how that ended. I don't remember.
Like there's been so much stuff that
it didn't last. It's like putting your finger in a dam. No, I don't think
so. I mean, I know that you can't give too much away, but what are you most looking forward to fans seeing this season? I mean, we've been on this journey for 5 seasons, been on the show for 11 seasons. I mean, what is that one moment that you can't wait for people to see? Because, you know, it's a different time. We're in COVID. Things are definitely changing.
I have a vulnerable side to me this season that you will see.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's seen it before. Not even my own family, not my children, not my mother. My aunts were calling and said, why is Dolores crying on? No one has ever seen me cry.
Yeah.
I've gotten emotional at times, like when I was, you know, in the past, but never like the tears, like, no, no, mm-hmm. no. So, you know, I like to be an example of strength mm-hmm. for girls that watch the show to like stand true to your convictions. And no matter how bad you want something, you know, keep the integrity of what you want.
Definitely.
Don't let anything breach the integrity of what you want and know your worth.
Mm-hmm. Did you walk away from this season feeling good or did you have any regrets from it?
Knock on wood. I have not had any regrets in my career as a housewife. I know, like, you know, one time little Frankie said to me 5 years ago, he said, Ma, you know what you signed up for and you know what's expected of you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be honest with people about everything. Are you ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
And I made a commitment because I appreciate the fans so much and I appreciate the people. I hate to call them fans because I'm like, they're like friends.
Right.
And I owe them to be honest.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you've been keeping up with the other housewives, you know, OC and things like that. And, you know, Bronwyn has gotten a lot of press about her modern marriage. And as somebody who has, you know, maybe an unconventional or a great relationship with their ex, I mean, what's your take on, you know, that situation? Or is it something like, if it works for you, it works for you?
If it works for you, it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's, you know, if it's okay for, if it works for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just you. When you're a mother and you're the head of a family, and I don't really know every aspect of what's going on, as long as like she's getting along with her ex-husband or whatever that is, as long as everybody's okay, then it works.
Yeah, totally. All right. So before we wrap up, I have some of these co-star secrets. So just some fun rapid fire questions about some of the girls. So the first thing that comes to your mind and a little story behind it or a little anecdote why. Okay. First one, who is always the life of the party?
Oh, we all take our turns, but Jennifer, because you want to know why she's like that, the class clown. Like she likes to make the popular girl Teresa laugh. Mm-hmm. So she does stupid things to get her in trouble because Teresa laughs. Like Teresa likes that kind of humor. Hence Jennifer falling on her face.
Then I was going to say, who was the sloppiest drunk this season? Was it Jennifer?
It's always Jennifer. None of us drink.
She was just falling on her face. I love that.
I mean, if it was New York, you'd have to like really think hard about that question, but it's New Jersey. Okay. Jennifer's the only one that gets sloppy drunk.
Who is the best and worst dressed of the cast?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a fashion plate myself.
I think you always dress nice.
Traditional.
Mm-hmm. Who always causes the most drama?
Well, Jennifer's mouth gets her in trouble a lot. Mm-hmm. It does. She says things like, it's like, you didn't just say that to her, that her party sucked because she ordered pizza. You didn't say that, Jen. She's like, yeah, I said it. That's like a play date for me. That's not a party.
Oh, Jennifer, if you could trade places with one of your co-stars for a day, who would it be and what would you do?
Oh, God. After this season, nobody. I want to be me.
I'm good just being me. Who spends the most time getting ready?
Teresa. Mm-hmm.
Is she ever on time for anything?
Never. 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 Never been.
Never been, never will be. Who do you think you will be friends with forever after all of this?
Teresa. I mean, we've been friends since we're 16. So that's forever already. And I think that I will be friends with all of them. None of us look to hurt each other, but you don't know what the future brings. Like, mm-hmm. You just don't know.
Right, yeah.
You don't know what can happen. You don't know what can turn somebody. This is not an easy job.
No, it definitely doesn't seem like it. Well, Dolores, thank you so much for spending the time and speaking with me today. I always appreciate it, and I always love catching up with you.
So much fun. I'll see you soon.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want some more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.